Got him with the body. That will be the third against Gaffke. And Aaron Sines goes to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. He is 11, trying to make it 12, and USA regains the lead 30-29. So the two-fouled Ethan Guza replaces the three-fouled Jason Gaffke.
Harbor Beach has to weather 5 minutes and 20 seconds with a one-point lead, and that's in jeopardy right now with Aaron Sines on the free throw line.
USA has the lead right now.
Aaron Sines shoots 88%.
Free throw is up, and it's good.
And that's why.
12 points for him. USA leads by 2, 31-29, 5:15 left in the third. Harbor Beach on offense, dribbling to the right wing. Cody Seaman against Hunter Bone. To the left wing to James Schelke. Skip back to Seaman. Back to Schelke. Watching that zone defense shift accordingly is soothing to the eyes. James Schelke, left wing, back up to Cody Seaman, top of the key. Back
Pirates
to Schelke.
Pirates are going to work the Patriots to death on defense right now. They just make them shift like crazy.
Brady Kirsch, right wing, to the top of the key. To the left corner to Schelke. Back out to Seaman, left wing. Into the left block. Vollmering with the floater is no good. Rebound still loose. Have to be careful. And Aaron Sines brings it in. And it's stolen by James Schelke.
James is going to count the numbers.
And he gets it to Ethan Guzik. Barely hangs on to it. Out to Kirsch inside the lane. Jump shot. And he is fouled hard. He'll go to the line for two shots. Is this against Michael Kemp? Nope.
15.
Number 15, Harrison Kramer, his first. Michael Kemp was close by. Lucky for him, did not draw it. His first for Harrison Kramer, team's third of the half. Brady Kirsch at the free throw line, shooting two. He's already 1-for-2 on the night. First free throw. Woo! He got the home bounce there.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He practices at that basket. He knew that was in.
USA 31, Harbor Beach 30. Brady Kirsch at the free throw line. Second one's up. This one's short as well. And USA remains leading by 1 point. Rebound, Michael Kemp. Kemp for three. He's got it.
He'll do that.
He is 7, and USA out to 4 points.
Both Michael Kemp and Isaiah Williamson will go ahead and sneak out at the top of the key and hit that tray.
Cody Seaman left wing to James Schelke right wing. Still that zone defense for USA. Brady Kirsch in the right corner to Vollmering in the lane. Mount to Cody Seaman for three. It is up. It is good.
Good answer.
Cody Seaman with 7. It's back to a one-point lead for USA, 34-33. 3:40 left in the third. Hunter Bone in the lane, trying to cut it off. Cody Seaman got a handle on it. Pass is intended for Harrison Kramer, goes out of bounds. Macklin Gettle and Tanner Foley check in for USA. Brody Wesolowski and Hunter Bone sit down. USA out of bounds underneath on the sideline. Macklin Gettle, Tanner Foley, Michael Kemp, Harrison Kramer, and Aaron Sines for USA. Michael Kemp gets the inbound to Aaron Sines, top of the key. Dribbling down to the low post to Kemp in the left corner. It's up, and this one's good. That's 2 threes for Michael Kemp in 10 points. USA out to a 4-point lead, 37-33. Token pressure coming from Tanner Foley. Brady Kirsch gets across the timeline to the right wing, extended. Now at the top of the key, 3:15 left in the third. USA 37, Harbor Beach 33. Cody Seaman against Macklin Gettle. Dribbling to James Schelke, right wing. He goes into the lane. Over to Tyler Vollmering. Pulls up for the jump shot inside the lane. This one can't fall. Ethan Guzik gets this rebound, and he can't get that one to fall, and he just picked up his third foul on the rebound.
It's just not going Ethan's way tonight.
That's the team's second, team's fourth of this second half. And USA gets the ball back with a 4-point lead, 37-33.
Well, this is going to be an important possession for both teams right now.
Into Michael Kemp against Ethan Guza. Over to Macklin Gettle, air ball. And rebound, Michael Kemp, and it's actually out of bounds when he did so. Harbor Beach ball. Ryan Seaman checks back in for Harbor Beach. He will replace the three-foul Ethan Guza. Harbor Beach going with a smaller lineup right now. 2:36 left in the third. Out there for Harbor Beach. Brady Kirsch, James Schelke, Ryan Seaman, Tyler Vollmering, and Cody Seaman. Tanner Foley the only one applying pressure. Tyler Vollmering brings up the ball for Harbor Beach.
Again, a big possession for the Pirates.
Jump stop down to the left block, and it gets swatted out of bounds. Harbor Beach will have it underneath their own hoop. 2:24 left in the third. USA 37, Harbor Beach 33. We've had seven lead changes, one tie. USA's led is made by five. Harbor Beach has seven. Cody Seaman inbounds to James Shelkey in the lane. Goes up for the shot. He is fouled. The basket no good, but he's going to line for two shots. Foul goes against number 44, Michael Kemp. That is his fourth. So some foul trouble for USA. James Shelkey at the free throw line has not scored tonight, has not attempted a free throw. Trailing by 4 points. Check that. 3 points. First free throw looks good from Shelkey. Ethan Guza checks back in. Ryan Seaman sits down. Isaiah Williamson replaces Michael Kemp.
This shot is textbook. Look at the back rotation on the ball and the spin. This is just unbelievable.
2:22 left in the third.
That's just almost perfect.
And he gets it to fall. 2 for 2 for James Shelkey. He brings Harbor Beach back within 2 points of USA, 37-35, 2:15 left in the third. Aaron signs across the timeline, left right across your radio. Against James Shelkey, passes to the left wing. It's tipped out of bounds by Cody Seaman. Passes intended for Harrison Kramer. Tanner Foley will inbound for USA on the far side of your radio. Into Aaron Sines, top of the key. To Williamson, right wing. Back to Gettle, to Sines, left wing. Trying to feed it into Williamson, left block. Ethan Goose is carrying him, and it is a kick ball by James Shelkey trying to feed to the low post. USA will try this again from the sideline. Tanner Foley will do the duties.
2:01 to go in the third quarter, and again, this is a big possession for both teams.
Aaron Sine gets the inbound to the left corner. He dribbles all the way top of the key to the free throw line to the right wing, and it's stolen by Cody Seaman. And there was a body from Harrison Kramer, and Cody Seaman could hang on to it. No call, and USA will retain possession. 37-35, USA leads by 2 points. Tanner Foley into Aaron Sines. Top of the key against Shelkey. Dribbles into the lane, out to Tanner Foley. Macklin Ghetto, left wing, dribbles into the free throw line, back out to Foley, right wing against Kirsch. And goes into the lane. Harrison Kramer can't hang on to it. Ball loose. Ethan Guza comes up with a steal. Big possession on defense for Harbor Beach right there. 90 seconds left, and Brady Kirsch gets the ball at the left block, but he's fouled before the shot. Foul goes against number 21, Macklin Gettle, his first and USA's fifth. Gage Lopez checks in for USA, replaces Tanner Foley. Cody Seaman will inbound on the baseline for Harbor Beach. Screens coming from Harbor Beach across the paint into the left corner to Brady Kirsch. Tyler Vollmering, left wing extended against Aaron Sines. 1:25 left in the third. Tries to get it to the baseline. Nothing there. Brady Kirsch gets the pass in the corner. Cody Seaman, left wing against Macklin Gettle from 25 feet.
I would look for Harbor Beach to really work the ball right now with 1:13 to go.
Cody Seaman into the right corner. Trying to be patient with it. Nearly loses it. And Harrison Kramer steals it. And we have a jump ball possession, Harbor Beach. And they're actually going to say it was a timeout before that happened. Kurt Dennis, your official, calls it. And it's a timeout called by USA. A full timeout by Mark Gainforth. 1:03 left in the third quarter. USA 37, Harbor Beach 35.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
out of the timeout, gets an Aaron Sines right wing.